Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Private childcare operators have vowed to bring the country to a standstill by closing their doors for at least 3 days at the end of September. Those in the industry say there has been a raft of creche closures in recent times and are warning their protests could be extended if their demands for a review of state funding are not met. To discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Elaine Dunn, Chair of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, and also joined by Crona Byrne, owner of the Owl and the Pussycat Daycare and After School Club in Tipperary. Very good morning to both of you. Crona, how close are you to closing your doors?
Well, I mean, if the government continues not to give us correct funding for the necessities that we have, we will be looking at that. We've been open now 18 years, and now with the cost of inflation, the rising cost and staffing costs, it's certainly putting us to the wall a bit.
At the pin of your collar, what are the day-to-day difficulties for you?
Well, first of all, the biggest one in childcare at the moment is staffing. Staffing is a huge issue. And then the certain people are requesting higher salaries for staff, which we can understand. We're not saying you can't have a higher salary, but the problem is where are we to get the money from for this? And the money certainly isn't being supplied by the government to fund this. So if say, for the face of it, that the salaries went up by an extra euro an hour for the staff, well, that euro, where is it coming from? Because the government made us freeze our fees if we accepted core funding, and they also made us freeze our fees for when we were in receipt of EWSS back in 2020 during COVID. So we have not been able to raise our fees since 2019. So when you can't raise them up with the cost of inflation and the rising cost of staffing, where are you to get all this money? The government are not giving us the funding we need to keep our businesses open.
Elaine, is this the universal experience then, that there is a mismatch between the core funding and what is needed?
No, absolutely. At the moment, the way providers feel that we have been actually forced to recklessly trade our businesses because we can't up our fees. We're tied in a fee freeze, and many of the small and medium services are tied into a fee freeze going back to 2017. You know, and like when you're stuck in that level of fee freeze, there's no way forward. So at the moment, it's not a level playing field for every provider across the country. You know, we are seeing a lot of closures, and I know that the department and Minister Gorman keep saying this lower closures this year. Well, in actual fact, we have the data collected now only on five counties, and I can guarantee you it's the highest in the last 3 years.
At what rate?
We're looking at 87 services gone as we stand at the moment, and we've only done five counties. We have to do all the others yet.
That is a pretty shocking figure, really, isn't it? I gather that there is also problems for some with the administration of these core fees and their payment.
You know, absolutely. We're seeing major burnout from providers at the moment because there's no downtime, there's no family time, because we can't get staff. We're working on the floor full time from 7:30 in the morning till 6 in the evening or later. And then you're going home and you have to do your administration stuff in the evening time and also at the weekends. And we're not getting paid properly for this. You know, it is absolutely scandalous what's going on at the moment. We're being micromanaged by the Department of Children. We have to sign up to these schemes because they're for the parents and for the children. We've no choice. We don't want to keep hitting our parents for more money and more money, but we're going to be left with no choice. We're already seeing providers pulling out of core funding this year.
Where 87 providers close in five counties, what then happens? Are places found for all of those children in other providers, or there are some people who are just having to change their childcare arrangements completely?
We have seen parents scrambling, and I mean scrambling for places. We've had over 70 parents on the phone to us over the last couple of weeks trying to find them places, and in particular in Dublin, by the way, and they've contacted the Federation to try and help. And we have got some places for parents, but not for everybody. Then you see another large service gone in Kildare last week, two in Cork. So you're seeing closures all the time. In 1 week, we've seen six closures. And like, there's nowhere for these parents to go with the children. And the Department of Children will come out and say, oh, but this new service is open. But it's not like for like. It's not in the same area. It's not in the same county. So there's a big problem here. And Minister Gorman and the department and our government need to come out and listen and hear what the Federation have to say. We're the only non-government funded group in the sector. So we are telling the truth. We don't want to come out into media and say, you know, what's going on. But we have no choice, because when you have a department and a minister that is actually not listening to us, then we have a big problem.
But the other issue is, a spin has been put out there for the last year, certainly, that providers are being greedy and providers want more and more and they want to make profit. We have to make a profit because we are not given the money for our building costs. You can apply for all these grants that the government announced, but you won't get them most of the time. So we have to have a buffer account, be able to go in and replace your bathrooms, replace your kitchen, you know, paint your buildings and keep to the standards that we want them kept at, but also that the government requests we keep them at.
Are you turning people away, Crona? Are you getting an awful lot of phone calls from people who are trying to find new places because of closures?
Yeah, we've had a lot more inquiries this summer than we've ever had. We have certainly, people can't get accommodation now in Killaloe. So we've had a couple of children pull out. But as quickly as we have those children then pulling out, there's children in to fill the spaces.
It does create the impression, Elaine, of a system that really is at the point of fraying.
It's absolutely breaking, and you're seeing parental choice being pulled, and that means then that women are being taken out of the workforce. They've been forced out of the workforce because they can't find places with the children. A lot of the big services are no longer taking part-time children, so that parental choice is completely gone. So you're depending on the smaller full daycare services to try and accommodate the part-time. And like we're in trouble as well. Like we're all in trouble. Every single service type in this country is in trouble. And you see there's the second employment regulation order should be coming in the coming months. And that's very worrying as well, because when you start to do the figures on what you think it may be, then you're finding that your business is absolutely going to be in serious trouble and maybe facing closure between now and Christmas.
You met with Minister Roderick O'Gorman last week. What happened?
Unfortunately, communications between the Federation and Minister Gorman and his department have broken down.
Have you scheduled another meeting?
No, there's been no schedule of a new meeting yet.
So as things stand then, no meeting scheduled with the Minister, and you are going to be withdrawing your Labour at the end of September?
Absolutely, yes. And that seems to be like we're travelling now for the next 4 days. So we're going to Mayo, Galway, Donegal and Roscommon to meet providers around the country. And then next week we have a full week scheduled of going around other counties. And you're getting the same feedback in every single county. Burnout. They're absolutely burnt out. They have no lives outside of their businesses whatsoever. No provider app. The staffing crisis is a massive one. We cannot get staff anywhere. We have tried desperately to get staff. So rooms are closing all around the country as well. Baby rooms are closing because that's one of the three. So we've seen a lot of those rooms now closing down. So that's another big problem for the economy. Women have been forced out of the workforce.
You're not a union, though. I wonder, will all members observe this? Crona, do you think that it's likely that all childcare providers will move in lockstep and withdraw their labour for the same 3 days in September?
I don't know if they will, to be honest. I think a lot of them are nervous too, because I think they feel that there will be a reprisal if they do. I do feel that there needs to be a childcare union, and that could be the next step for the Federation. But it is now time for people to listen. I mean, parents think they're getting the golden rod, which they are, because they're getting money off their childcare, but they're not realising what's going on behind the scenes. And Elaine was saying, in regards to paperwork, I have two wonderful ladies, Siobhan and Dawn, currently at the moment, both of them are in the office doing the paperwork in preparation for September. That is not right, that we have to have two people in trying to get it through. And the schemes they've put up this year, they've increased our paperwork on those tenfold. It's shocking. Like, it's never ending. And as soon as you think you're across the board with one thing, they come in and sideswipe you with something.
Elaine, I wonder, would you be able to do parents the courtesy at this point of telling them what 3 days you have in mind so that they could put their childcare or their alternative childcare arrangements in place for those 3 days?
Oh, absolutely. Parents, we actually have a letter prepared for parents across the country as to the reasons why we're closing down. So that should go out to all parents of the Federation members in the coming days.
Okay.
So the parents. And to be fair, parents have been made aware through the Federation. We've been speaking to a lot of parents, you know,
and they
are very aware.
You've explained these issues before and not just here today, but I'm wondering what 3 days have you in mind?
The 26th, 27th and 28th of September are the 3 days.
Okay, the 26th to the 28th of September inclusive.
Yeah.
And
I think you'd also ask the parents to come out on the streets with us and realise how much support we need.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why we're putting this letter out to every single provider within the Federation so that they can make their parents aware, and hopefully the parents will come on board and stand with us all outside of our services on the day.
Elaine Dunn, Chair of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, and Crona Byrne, owner of the Owl and the Pussycat Daycare. Thank you both very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.